from nothing to something to everything.
The game is alive.
Pop, pop, hooking, jabbing and left hooking. Pop, pop. Yeah, I'm a pretty fighter. I don't get hit. See how pretty and smooth I am? I don't get cut or marked. I'm something new.
Every rep that I do, that every set that I do, every weight that I lift, I get one step closer to turning that vision of mine into reality and becoming that Mr. Universe.
Feels beautiful. I dreamt this so much, so clearly, so precisely, and so frequently that it has manifested itself into reality.
It doesn't matter how gifted you are. It's what you do with the opportunities that you have.
Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
I told you, I'm the real champion. I told you, I'm the champion of the world. All of it now. All of my fingers crossed.
Nothing is as great as me. Biggest thing in the world is a heavyweight champion. And I'm not just going to be ordinary heavyweight champion. I'm going to be the greatest of all.
Sometimes, yeah, you've got to cut a little piece of yourself off, yeah, no matter how much it hurts, in order to grow, yeah, in order to move on.
I'm going to tell you something that every successful person has to do, including you. Believe it or not, every successful person in this world has jumped. You are going to have to jump. You cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that it's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. Believe in your heart of hearts that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump.
I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I gave myself 5 years, or 3 years maybe. And I dated it Thanksgiving 1995. And I put it in my wallet and I kept it there and it deteriorated and deteriorated. But then just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was gonna make $10 million on, I think it was Dumb and Dumber.
I didn't have a dorm room, so I slept on the floor in friends' rooms. I returned Coke bottles for the 5-cent deposits to buy food with. And I would walk the 7 miles across town every Sunday night to get one good meal a week at the Hare Krishna temple. I loved it. And much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on. Woz and I started Apple in my parents' garage when I was 20. We worked hard, and in 10 years, Apple had grown from just the two of us in a garage into a $2 billion company with over 4,000 employees. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something. Your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart, even when it leads you off the well-worn path. And that will make all the difference.
We get one opportunity in life, one chance in life, to do whatever you're gonna do, to lay your foundation, to make whatever mark you're gonna make. Whatever legacy you're gonna leave your legacy. And it's found through effort. Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort.
The young must know it, the old must know it, because the greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes and you're really tested when you take some knocks, some disappointments. when sadness comes. Because only if you've been in the deepest valley can you ever know how magnificent it is to be from the highest mountain. Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember, others may hate you. Those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to fall over, make a mistake. That oftentimes cripples people on the onset of getting into anything. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that feeling. It actually propels me. It works quite the opposite. Like I can do 18, 22 hours a day easily, and that's crazy. It's not very good for you. It's definitely one of those components to me as a human being, my makeup, my genetics, that allows me to actually keep moving. Keep your head down. Like when I swim, 25 laps, guaranteed if I look up and start counting those laps, I'm petered out by 15. If I put my head down and keep working away and work at technique, work at internal rhythm, work at, I hit that length, I don't even know what length I'm on, guarantee you I'll look up and it'll be 20 and two more, three more to go. And that's a very simple device, but I think people find themselves incrementally checking how far they've got. And that, you know, when you compare it to anybody else or whatever, it's just a recipe for disaster. Just keep banging on.
A sky red from the blood, rose cheeks dull from the mud, hands worn through from the sludge, a self no longer begrudged. And murder is a potion of love, sacrifice devotion thereof. And he without sin never was. Now a changing of the guard has begun. A kingdom that belies the internal is a prison of the mind that's infernal. And eternal is the lie turned plague. So I've dug this grave so my truth won't fade. I feel the war paint on my face. I feel the ground tremble and quake. I feel my heart sink to the pace that these war drums make. I feel alive and awake. And all I see is war path ahead of me. Each and every step I welcome readily. And if my lack of fear bring the death of me, let the spirits of my ancestors envelop me. So know this is that Armageddon coming. A flood that goes beyond the refuge high upon the summit. A sun become whole, black hole on consumption. Spun inside itself into a beacon that is summoned. That creature of the deep that leaves a pit inside your stomach. That rumbling beneath that boat's arrival from above. And that nature of the beast that feeds upon the will to numb it. That monster brought the seed of life from now I have become it. And I feel like I got a gun. Like I've been changed more ways than one. And this whole world has just begun. And it's so nice to meet me. And I feel like I got a gun. Like I've been changed more ways than one. And this whole world has just begun. And it's so nice to meet me. A self once masked by these stains, that filth washed out with the rain. When I'm done, only thing that remains is a tombstone etched with my name. Look into a face that has changed. Recognize the corpse in that grave. Resurrect what's lost can be saved. I am now free, once slave. And I am not a part of a game. I am not a moth to a flame. I am both man and brigade. I won't be denied or restrained.